So I imagine all those signs that we've been seeing in the windows of businesses saying masks not required if you're fully vaccinated, I imagine those will have to come down.
Well, you know, right now it is not, there is not an ordinance in either of the cities because we know that most of the businesses that we've been working with since the beginning of this have been doing a lot of the guidance, you know, on their own without requiring some type of a mandate. So we have put the new signs up on our website, I guess. We've put the signs on the website that they people can use. The business economic development and the different business groups have been really wonderful partners in this. So we are hoping that they will go ahead and put those up. And businesses have every right to protect their employees and their customers. Typically, that means they're going to be following public health guidance or fire marshal guidance or whatever guidance, you know, is provided out there to them. So we want to see that. And we don't want to have to get to where we have to do ordinances again, you know, ask the mayors to do that. But we will if we see the numbers continue to rise.
So let's talk about CDC guidance as it applies to K through 12 schools. So the CDC is saying all schools should have universal masking regardless of vaccination status. But I know already some schools in our region have said, oh, well, we'll follow the CDC guidance and recommend and encourage people to wear masks, but we're not going to make them mandatory because CDC uses the word should instead of must when it comes to mask wearing. This is according to some reporting from the News Gazette. What do you think about that rationale?
CDC always uses the language should. They don't come in and provide mandates for things like this. They provide, you know, public health is guidance. And the reason why is that you look to the professionals out there, whether that's the CDC, Illinois Department of Public Health, Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, you know, we're all following the science, and the guidance is put out there so that the decision makers, who it is their responsibility to make sure that they're protecting those in their care, that they are getting the best information available. So it is up to them. They know that the CDC is not going to come down and say must. That's just not going to happen. It didn't happen before. You know, it's very clear when the guidance says this is what you should do, and everyone understands what that means. That's not ambiguous in the least.
This has become such a polarized issue. Well, it's been for perhaps the whole pandemic, right? But so there's obviously some parents who are upset about schools mandating masks, and there are others who are upset that no one's requiring the schools to require masks. So just to be clear, local health departments do not have the authority to mandate masks in K through 12 schools. Is that correct? And if not, who does?
Well, I suppose the Illinois State Board of Education could, but again, a lot of times without, you know, a governor's, you know, order, executive order or something like that, it's going to be up to the schools themselves to follow the guidance.
So what do you recommend parents do then if they have concerns regarding schools? If they find themselves in a position where schools aren't enforcing mask wearing, is it worthwhile to contact their local health department? What's the best course of action there?
No, they need to take that up with their school board or their principal or superintendent because, you know, we've put the guidance out there how the individual schools use that recommendation, and that guidance is going to be up to them.